You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In Santa Barbara, California last year are suing the county, the sheriff's department, and the apartment building where the killer lived. Parents of David Wang, James Hong, and George Chen filed the lawsuit alleging negligence in federal court Monday. 22-year-old Elliot Rogers stabbed, shot, and ran down people in the community of Isla Vista in May. He killed six and wounded 14 before killing himself. A Disneyland memorabilia collector has taken a cue from the movie Frozen and decided to let it go. Van Eaton Galleries says nearly 1,000 items, including a bird from the Enchanted Tiki Room and an original Pirates of the Caribbean skeleton, brought in $1.7 million during a weekend auction held online and in Sherman Oaks, California. Bids came in from around the world because, after all, it's a small world, after all. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The list of candidates seeking to fill the U.S. Senate seat held by Barbara Mikulski is expected to be long. John Hopkins University professor Matthew Crenson says former Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley may decide to switch gears and try to succeed Mikulski.
This is an opportunity that's far more likely to yield success than his presidential run.
The veteran Maryland Democrat Mikulski announced yesterday morning that she would retire next year after five terms in the Senate. When asked if she had anyone in mind for the job, Mikulski said today that Maryland has lost a lot of talent and she'll be supporting the Democratic nominee. Matthew Crenson says it's a tough decision for Maryland's sitting congressional members.
They have safe seats, most of them, right now. If they run for the Senate, they have to give up their seats.
A service that helps young children with disabilities is making a difference in the lives of families. Nicole Franks has more.
Christina Parks is a mom of six in Mesa and used the Arizona Early Intervention Program for four of her children. AZIP provides support for children from birth to 3 years with developmental delays or disabilities in their families.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Time is 10:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 23 degrees, partly cloudy skies. The weather is going to deteriorate around 3 p.m. today. Today is February 3rd. Snow likely. Some sleet may mix in. A high of 33, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow is 100%. 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. After that, this evening, a mix of wintry precipitation, then mainly rain showers expected overnight. A low of 31, chance of precipitation 100%. About 1 inch of snow and ice is expected. I have seen reports of up to 2/10 of an inch of ice. We should hope that we're going to get more snow because then there'll at least be a layer of snow to drive over before the ice hits. But at some point, if the roads are clear and that winter precipitation hits, it's not going to be good. The winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So be advised, commute tonight and tomorrow is not going to be stellar. On Wednesday, cloudy with occasional light rain and a high of 42. Chance of rain is 70%. Then rain mixing in and changing to snow late on Wednesday night. 3 to 5 inches of snow is expected, and then another 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected later on Thursday night. We finally get to Friday. Friday. Plentiful sunshine and a high of 38. And finally, Saturday, we're going to get to start seeing mild temperatures. All next week, mid to low 40s. So the melting and the thawing begins. 23 in Franklin, 27 in Alexandria, 29 in Raritan, 25 in Ringos, 25 in Lambertville, and 27 in Tewksbury. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to those business owners who never have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. My phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410, and if you want to get in touch with me outside of the show, my company website, BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, here we are. It's the first Tuesday of March, and lots of tech news to talk about. We'll get to all of that in just a minute, but want to remind people that the weather is not going to be good this evening, so please make your preparations for whatever you're going to do early so that you're ready to go and to go out at a moment's notice. That the snow should start around 2 o'clock, so be careful out there, folks. All right, here we go. We got some interesting topics to cover today. We'll start off with this one. There's a lot of talk about being anonymous. A lot of talk about how the world is spying on you, spying on your web browsing, and there's a box here that Wired wrote about on, I guess it was the 13th of October last year. Andy Greenberg wrote this article. He says, with this tiny box, you can anonymize everything you do online. So, no tool in existence protects your anonymity on the web better than software Tor. By the way, Tor is a browser that was written in open source. It runs kind of like a browser, very, very similar to like a Firefox or a Google. It's got its quirks because it's trying to be private. It does hold back on providing a lot of content. So if you are interested in locating that, the name of the software is Tor, T-O-R. And that encrypts internet traffic and bounces it through random computers around the world. But for guarding anything other than web browsing, Tor has acquired a mixture of finicky technical setup and software tweaks. Now routing all your traffic through Tor may be as simple as putting a portable hardware condom on your Ethernet cable. Today, a group of privacy-focused developers plans a launch of Kickstarter campaign for AnanaBox. It's a $45 open-source router automatically directs all data that it connects to by Ethernet or Wi-Fi through the Tor network, hiding the user's IP address and skirting censorship. It's also small enough to hide two in a pack of cigarettes. And AnanaBox's tiny size means users can carry the device with them anywhere, plugging it into an office Ethernet cable to do sensitive work or in a cyber cafe in China to evade the Great Firewall. The result, if AnanaBox fulfills its security promises, is that it could become significantly easier to anonymize all your traffic with Tor. Not just web browsing, but email, instant messaging, file sharing, and all the other miscellaneous digital exhaust that your computer leaves behind online. Quote, now all your programs, no matter what they do on your computer, are routed over the Tor network, says August Jamar, one of the independent IT consultants who spent the last 4 years developing the AnanaBox. He says, it was built with the intention of making Tor easier to use, not just for software's Western fans, but for those who really needed more internet repressive regimes. It was important to us that it be portable and small, something you can easily conceal or even throw away if you had to get rid of it. AnanaBox is by no means the first project to attempt integration of Tor directly into a router, but Jermar argues it will strike the best balance yet of cheapness, easy setup, size, and security. Tor in a box projects like Tor Router and Portal, for instance, require the user to replace the software on a stock router. Another project called Onion Pie is designed to be built one from a kit and costs roughly twice as much as an AnanaBox. In terms of consumer friendliness, the closest device yet to plug-and-play Tor Router has been SafePlug, a $49 variant on Pogo Plug router modified to route all traffic over Tor. But at more than twice the size, the SafePlug isn't nearly as portable as the AnanaBox, and it's also been criticized for security flaws. Researchers at Princeton found in September that it didn't have any authentication on its settings page. That means a hacker could use a technique called a cross-site request forgery to trick a user into clicking on a link that would change the router's function or turn off its Tor routing altogether. It also uses an outdated version of Tor, one that had been updated even before the device shipped last year. AnanaBox's security hasn't yet been audited for those sorts of flaws, but its creators point out that it will be entirely open source, so its code can be more easily scrutinized for errors and fixed if necessary. The nonprofit Tor project itself is reserving judgment for now, but its executive director, Andrew Luman, tells Wired he's keeping an eye on the project and that it looks promising so far. Makah Lee, lead technologist for Glenn Greenwald's The Intercept and a frequent developer on Tor-related projects, says he's mostly encouraged by the idea. One of the potential vulnerabilities for Tor users, after all, is that the website they visit could run an exploit on their computer. Installing malware that phones home to a server across a non-Tor connection to reveal their real IP address. If you're using something like this, everything goes over Tor, so that can't happen, Lee says. A Tor router can definitely have a big benefit in that there's physical isolation. He nonetheless cautions that an AnanaBox alone won't fully protect a user's privacy. If you use the same browser for your anonymous and normal internet activities, For instance, websites can use browser fingerprinting techniques like cookies to identify you. Lee suggests that even when routing traffic over Tor with an Anabox, users should use the Tor browser, a hardened browser that avoids those fingerprinting techniques. To avoid running their traffic through Tor twice and reducing bandwidth speeds to a crawl, he points to a setting in the Tor browser called transparent torification, which turns off the browser's own Tor routing. The Inanna box has been in the works since 2010, long enough for its developers have been able to try several stock boards sourced from Chinese suppliers and to tweak their final choice to add flash memory. According to Germar, that customization, Germar says, means the tiny device still packs in 64 megabits of storage and a 580 megahertz processor, easily enough to fit the Tor software and run it without any slowdowns. Built by Civilian Disobedience, Germar says he and his friends began thinking about the possibility for a device around the time of the Arab Spring in late 2010 and early 2011. The Inanna box is ultimately intended for users in other countries where Tor's anti-censorship and privacy properties can help shield activists and journalists. It can be used in a cyber cafe, for instance, where users can't easily install new software on computers, and it's capable of so-called pluggable transports, extensions to Tor that often allow its traffic to better impersonate normal encrypted data. The hardware design of the Inanna box is also intended to work in a most sensitive international situation. It uses a micro USB as a power source, a common standard around the world, and its small size is meant to allow easy concealment. Germar points out that its rounded corners means it can even be stowed in a bodily orifice. Wow. And it can be destroyed more easily than a larger router. Maybe it's too late and the police are already up downstairs, so you smash the box with a brick and throw the pieces out the window, he says. Or maybe you just crush it by stepping on it with your shoe and flush the pieces down the toilet. I really find it hard to believe that gets to that. As of October 15th, the Inanna box Kickstarter campaign has exploded to $500,000. Its goal of $7,500. Some critics on Reddit have called attention to Germar's misrepresentation of the custom hardware board. In a following phone call to Germar, he clarified that the router was created from a stock board sourced with Chinese supplier Gainstrong. So we'll see where that goes. But apparently, it's a lot. You know, we talk about privacy here in the United States, but apparently, it's much more concerning outside of the United States. It is 19 after 10. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with another box you might want to look at.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntChamberRare.com. Seems to be boxes are the thing today that we're talking about on Unplug. PlugUnplug.net. Your defense against wireless surveillance. There's a box here. It's called Cyborg Unplug. And it's an anti-wireless surveillance system for the home and workplace. It detects and kicks selected devices known to pose a risk to personal privacy from your wireless network, breaking uploads and streams. Whether business office, restaurant, school, or nightclub, if your territory and your rules, so make it harder for those that seek to abuse it. For those concerned about privacy, today's technology brings new challenges. Companies big and small are building pervasive product lines around tiny network-enabled computers with powerful cameras, sensors, and microphones. Battery-powered and free of cables, they can be hidden inside other objects or form the basis of whole new lines of consumer technology such as Google Glass or camera-carrying drones. Cyborg Unplug is a wireless surveillance device where it hurts. Network connectivity. Plug to unplug. It sniffs the air for wireless signatures from devices you don't want around, sending an alert to your phone when detected. Should the target device connect to a network you've chosen to defend, Cyborg Unplug will immediately disconnect them, stopping them from streaming video, audio, or data to the internet. Convenient and easy to use. Simply plug in your Cyborg Unplug and connect it to with your laptop or smartphone. In just a few screens, select which classes of device you'd like to block and the networks you'd like to protect. Keep the Cyborg Unplug up to date with latest threats by plugging it into your router each night. It'll anonymously and securely check for updated lists of wireless surveillance devices as they enter the market. Detected wireless devices currently include wearable spy cameras and microphones, Google Glass and Dropcam, small drones, copters, and a variety of popular spy devices disguised as familiar objects. The only thing I would say, it's sells for €52. The only thing I would say at this point is it's only going to be good as far as connecting to your wire, your network. There's no way to really stop it from connecting to, let's say, a Verizon network. So if it's using mobile wireless, then I don't think this is going to function as well. But the point is that we continue to find devices that are going to be out there that are going to try and help protect you and protect your environment now. And it won't be long before you scramble, which, by the way, is illegal. But it won't be long before you buy something that would scramble a signal of a device that's in your home trying to get out to a mobile carrier. We'd have to debate whether that is invasion or not. If it's in your property, in your home, and it's trying to get out and you don't want that, I wonder if that is, in fact, and you're jammed a signal, I wonder if that, in fact, is illegal. Be an interesting legal question. It is 28 after 10. We're going to take another break. News and weather up next. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The State Department says Hillary Clinton may have broken some email rules as Secretary of State. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry told Fox and Friends this could hurt her chances to get the Democratic nomination for president in 2016.
Senator Warren is probably going to jump on this along with some other folks and continue to cause real questions about is Hillary going to be the right candidate or not from the standpoint of transparency and openness with the American people.
Perry went on to say that Hillary Clinton had her own set of rules.
There's a pattern here of non-transparency, I guess, is the real concern for most people.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making his much-anticipated and controversial speech before Congress today. He says despite the politics surrounding his visit, Israel's ties to the U.S. are as solid as ever. Twitter is declaring war on ISIS. The social media site suspended at least 2,000 accounts last week that were linked to the terror group and its supporters. Twitter has been a major platform for ISIS propaganda and recruitment efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793.
A social conservative and advocate in Canada warned those who attended the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville last week that social changes in Canada are making their way to the United States. USA's Russ Jones was in Nashville and files this report.
Dr. Charles McVitie, president of Canada Christian College, says storms pushing from the north don't just bring cold weather, but cold spiritual and social developments.
We are watching corporate discrimination flourish against people who stand for traditional marriage, and we are watching our government censor people who have a voice and who want to speak the truth of God, but they're then censored and taken off the air. These censorships, these discriminations are coming here, just like the next winter storm is coming from Canada.
Some 4,100 participants attended the annual convention. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A CBS News poll says Americans continue to have a positive view of Israel. The new poll says 51% of Americans call Israel an ally of the U.S., an increase of 10 percentage points from 2011. 28% of those polled described Israel as friendly, and only 8% say the country is unfriendly to the U.S. There were positive views of Israel across the political spectrum, but Republicans were more inclined to consider Israel an ally than Democrats or independents. We hear it all the time. You have to work out to lose weight, but sometimes it's hard to decide what type of workout will help us reach our goals. A new Canadian study finds both high-intensity and low-intensity workouts are great for losing weight, but higher intensity ones will positively impact glucose levels too.
That's really important for people who have a strong history of diabetes and or who are diabetic themselves.
That's Dr. Karen Cooper with the Cleveland Clinic, and she says it's okay to start slow on an exercise regimen. Research finds high intensity workouts can be achieved by simply increasing the incline on a treadmill or by walking at a brisker pace. Something Dr. Karen Cooper actually recommends.
Even if it's just 5 minutes today, just do 5 minutes. You'll feel better. You'll get fitter as you continue to do 5 minutes every day or every other day. And as you get fitter, you'll want to do more.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines anytime online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Time is 10:33. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Get set, folks, because we got more coming, more weather coming. Right now in Flemington, it's 23 degrees, clear skies, calm winds. We have a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 p.m. today to 6 a.m. tomorrow. Today is March 3rd, and it'll be cloudy with snow. Some sleet may mix in, a high of 33, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of snow 100%. 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. A mix of wintry precipitation this evening, then mainly rain showers expected overnight. A low of 31, wind south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation about 1 inch of snow and ice is expected. Occasional rain tomorrow and a high of 41, winds west-southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Wednesday night, 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. That's actually changed from a few minutes ago. It was 3 to 5, so we've dumbed it down a little bit. And then another 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected on Thursday during the morning. We'll taper off to light snow during the afternoon, a high of 29. Some clouds in the evening on Thursday will give to clear conditions overnight, and a high of 28 on Friday, the 6th, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, we get up to 39, and that should be the gauntlet. At that time, the rest of the week is starting to show signs of mid-40s. So look forward to that. 23 in Baptistown, 26 in Tewksbury, 28 in Hillsboro, 26 in East Amwell, 24 in Lambertville, Kingwood, and 26 in Pattonburg. More of tech today, right now, on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. CNN Money reports on an article last week. The date was so hard to find dates nowadays. Heather Kelly is the author of this article, and they just don't publish the dates anymore. It becomes a mystery. It was last week, I recall, favoring it. But for those of you who have an Apple iPhone, there is a concept called emojis. And emojis are little icons that show emotion. And Apple is going to send a new update of the emoji characters. And they're getting more diverse. Apple has realized that the tiny cartoon people are now going to be available in 6 different skin colors. Male and female faces, as well as in thumbs up, thumbs down icons, will be available in the different colors. Other people emojis, such as princesses and construction workers, will also get more diverse options. Tapping and holding on an emoji person will bring up the new skin tone variations. The diverse people are just some of the 300 new emojis included in the latest developer version of iOS 8.3. The new icons won't be available to the public until the update is released late this year. Apple pledged to increase the diversity in its emoji keyboard last March after a public outcry over the limited options of people of color. A petition at dosomething.org collected thousands of signatures. Miley Cyrus even tweeted about it. Oh my. Helping to go viral on Twitter. The current illustrated icons include same-sex couples, but no black characters. There is an Asian man wearing a traditional Chinese cap and an Indian man in a turban, but the rest of the emoji population is light-skinned. Creating a more diverse emoji selection wasn't as easy as releasing a new iOS update. The keyboard or illustrated icons is based on Unicode, standard for text, numbers, and emojis across all platforms. Emoji originated in Japan and were added to the Unicode standards in 2010. Apple first included them natively in iOS in 2011. Quote, Apple supports and cares deeply about diversity and is working with the Unicode Consortium to update the standard so that it better represents diversity to all of us, said Apple spokesperson. To come up with the expanded palette of skin tones, Unicode uses the Fitzpatrick scale, which was originally developed by dermatologists to classify different types of skin. Apple is also adding 32 new country flags and an expanded selection of family icons that include more same-sex couples. What you don't realize, or what many of us don't realize, is that somewhere behind the scenes, the characters that you type in English, German, Russian, what have you, have a coordinated value, a numeric value to them. And the keyboards only have 256 numbers. So when you start to throw in the various letters, capital versus lowercase, the various characters, plus signs, minus signs, parentheses, all that stuff, and then you start to throw in these emoji characters, you start running out of numbers. And you can't find any more place, so you need to expand the keyboard. And when you expand the keyboard, the problem is that the data, the files that hold the data to represent a keyboard, a character, now have to change because the way the numeric system worked was only 256 characters could be created for two digits. because it's used by the hex system. The hex system is like the decimal system, except you count to 16 instead of counting to 10. But the letters, or the numbers after 9, are represented by letters. The number 10 is represented by A. The number 11 is represented by B, C, D, E, F. All the way, F is 16. F is 16. So you run into a problem where you don't have any more characters available to you. In order to do that, you have to now expand your files into two sets of characters. And that doubles the size of files. So it becomes a lot more complicated nowadays. So I understand where Apple is going. They're trying to get the Unicode standard expanded. And I understand that they're trying to meet the demand of diversity. They're kind of caught in between, because technically they weren't really the inventors of it to begin with. It was invented in Japan, and you could argue whether Japan was more diverse or not. But they came up with it. Apple just incorporated it, and Apple's now on the hook to try and figure out a way to appease their customers. That's a very difficult situation to be in. So fortunately, they have a lot of influence. They're going to work with the Unicode Consortium, find out a way to represent more characters, and when they can represent more characters, then they can add more emojicons. Samsung unveils a beautiful new Galaxy S6. CNN Money reports by Hope King. I believe this was yesterday. Again, I don't see a date for whatever reason. And it says, the South Korean electronic company unveiled the Galaxy S6 and Galaxy S6 Edge on Sunday afternoon at Mobile World Conference in Barcelona. First things first, the author of this article is an iPhone user, and he's been using an iPhone since Apple first introduced it in 2007. Thus, his knowledge of Samsung phones and the Android platform is slim. I only interacted with them when a stranger stopped me on the street and asked for a picture because they don't have a selfie stick. In addition, during the preview event, I only played with these phones for a few minutes. That said, the new Galaxy S6 phones are impressive and fairly sleek. The front and back body of the phones are molded from Gorilla Glass. That's great. The frame is aluminum. Gone is the plastic that Samsung has been criticized for in the past. So they're catching up with Apple's demands. There are four colors: black, white, platinum, gold, topaz blue for the S6, black, white, platinum, gold, and emerald green for the S6 Edge. The Edge features curved screens on both sides of the phone. Samsung first introduced a curved screen display last year on its phablet, the Note 4 Edge. The S6 and S6 Edge will no longer have expandable memory. Memory for the phones will be fixed at 32, 64, or 128. That's a dissatisfier for me, folks. Customers will also receive 100 gig of Microsoft OneDrive for 2 years. This helps people transition to cloud services. Unlike the S5, the new phones are not water-resistant. The speakers have been moved from the back plate of the phone to the bottom edge. Sound is much clearer and louder as a result. Yes, Edge can be programmed to flash different colors for different contexts. This is helpful when a phone sits face down on a table, because you easily see who's calling without having to pick it up. If your top needs more of a phone or multitasking, taking photos and videos, and mobile payments, then you may want to consider an upgrade. Just know that if you're looking for a giant phone, you'll have to wait until later this year when Samsung will release its next set of Note phablets. With the Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge, Samsung wants to make it easier for you to multitask. One of the things I love about the iPhone is FaceTime. One thing I hate about FaceTime is that I'm using it and someone sends me a link or an email to read, I have to switch apps. That action pauses the video feed. It also forces me to toggle back and forth numerous times. Samsung's S6 have been updated so that you have full control over how your screen looks. If you have multiple programs open, it works like a desktop computer. You can easily resize windows or dock them like you can on a Note 4. Camera got a nice new feature too. Just double-click on the home button to launch the camera app and shoot away. That's all you need to do. Speed aside, the Samsung 6 also boasts a higher resolution camera than the iPhone. The rear camera is 16 megapixels and the front is 5. And lastly, the feature that truly sets these phones apart is their mobile payments capability. Like Apple and Google, Samsung will have its own mobile payments platform called Samsung Pay. Once Samsung Pay launches sometime this summer, Samsung Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge owners will be able to pay for in-store purchases with their phone. Unlike Apple Pay and Google Wallet, Samsung Pay can be processed by traditional magnetic strip readers. That is huge. Virtually all credit card machines will still use magnetic strip readers, meaning this feature benefit both consumers and businesses. The average shopper can use Samsung Pay in many more places than Google Wallet. This feature isn't a huge surprise. Samsung announced last week it will acquire Loop Pay, the company that has made it possible to transform phones into credit cards. Everything sounds great except for the fact that expandable memory part. I'm not very happy about that. So I'm not a S6 guy. I'm a Note phablet person, so we'll see. 10:47, going to take another quick break. Station ID, I'll be back. Tech Today, HunterChamberRadio.com.
Instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's 10:50. You're listening to Tech Today on HunterChamberRadio.com. There is an outbreak on Android devices, a malware outbreak. It's about time it was going to happen. Windows was constantly the target, but now mobile malware outbreak strikes Android devices. This is written on ZDNet. On ZDNet.com, Charlie Osborne for Zero Day wrote this article on the 3rd, which is today. And she says, a newly discovered mobile malware campaign cloaks itself as an Amazon voucher app before using a victim's contact list to spread to new targets. Discovered by Adaptive Mobile, the campaign dubbed Gazon is touted as one of the single largest messaging-initiated mobile malware outbreaks recorded. The malware sends messages to a victim's contacts laden with malicious links, which, when opened, install malware on Android-based mobile devices. Since its original launch in the United States on the 25th of February, the campaign has infected thousands of mobile devices in more than 30 countries around the world, including Canada, the United Kingdom, France, India, Korea, Mexico, Australia, and the Philippines. Gazon has spread through social media like wildfire, generating over 16,000 click-throughs across channels including Facebook and email. However, SMS messaging is the top route for the malware to spread, accounting for over 99% of malicious message sending. By using the victim's own contacts, the attack exploits people's inherent trust when receiving messages from one of their own contacts. The speed with which this was able to spread around the globe shows how attackers are using mobile messaging as one of the most effective methods of distributing malware and achieving rapid global reach, said Simeon Coney, SVP of Security Practice of Adaptive Mobile. To be able to detect, protect against people, and remediate the new threats is critical to undertake constant proactive monitoring and control. When the fake app is downloaded and opened, users are asked to participate in a survey to access Amazon vouchers. Victims are then required to click through the other pages and download games from the Google Play Store. While a victim is busy clicking, the malware author is earning money, just as the security team have seen with other examples of mobile malware. In addition, the malware is performing another task at the same time, the harvesting of your contacts and sending a spam message to each of them with the URL pointing to the body of the worm. The security firm says it has seen over 4,000 infected devices in all of the major networks in the U.S. and has blocked over 200,000 spam messages generated by these devices. When Adaptive Mobile traced back the shortened URL further, it seems the campaign is linked to a Facebook account potentially owned by the malware author, as the same account has also been linked to a now-defunct WhatsApp spam campaign. While the new campaign's URL and account have been disabled, it is worth remembering that the links and text messages are often suspect, even if sent by trusted sources. All right, so you got to worry about that. So Amazon and links, I highly recommend that you get now, because Android's been talking about this for years, and I've doubted it, that you get some type of security on your phone. You could use Lookout, which inspects everything, or TrustGo is another option. There's plenty of free ones out there, so check them out and have something on there. Lookout is a great little option because, quite honestly, it will keep track of where your phone is. You can locate it if you lose it. You can erase the data if it's stolen. And if your battery dies, it before the phone shuts off, it takes a last location of the phone. So you can find out where the phone was at the time when the battery died. That's and now it'll also test and check for any apps that are being downloaded on your phone for any type of malware. Highly recommend it. It doesn't take up a lot of space on your phone. It doesn't slow anything down. They're just fine. They run in the background, and you get some other benefits. Lookout and TrustGo Security. I have both of them on my phone and my tablet for just an emergency. It's 10:56. Time for me to book on out of here. The Some Things About Money team will be up next, talking about news and the markets. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully I've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week. I'm going to have a guest. HiraTech in White House, a web development firm, will be here to talk about their business and the technology they use. Thanks for listening. Tech Today, Hunter Chamber Raider to come.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The State Department says Hillary Clinton may have broken some email rules as Secretary of State. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry told Fox and Friends this could hurt her chances to get the Democratic nomination for president in 2016.
Senator Warren is probably going to jump on this along with some other folks and continue to cause real questions about is Hillary going to be the right candidate or not from the standpoint of transparency and openness with the American people.
Perry went on to say that Hillary Clinton had her own set of rules.
There's a pattern here of non-transparency, I guess, is the real concern for most people.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making his much-anticipated and controversial speech before Congress today. He says despite the politics surrounding his visit, Israel's ties to the U.S. are as solid as ever. Twitter is declaring war on ISIS. The social media site suspended at least 2,000 accounts last week that were linked to the terror group and its supporters. Twitter has been a major platform for ISIS propaganda and recruitment efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793.
A social conservative and advocate in Canada warned those who attended the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville last week that social changes in Canada are making their way to the United States. USA's Russ Jones was in Nashville and files this report.
Dr. Charles McVitie, president of Canada Christian College, says storms pushing from the north don't just bring cold weather, but cold spiritual and social developments.
We are watching corporate discrimination flourish against people who stand for traditional marriage, and we are watching our government censor people who have a voice and who want to speak the truth of God, but they're then censored and taken off the air. These censorships, these discriminations are coming here, just like the next winter storm is coming from Canada.
Some 4,100 participants attended the annual convention. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety.